You are back with The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. This is Catherine Cruz. The pandemic forced a new way of public access because of physical restrictions. And as state lawmakers opened the legislative session, technology has helped in many ways, particularly for those from the neighbor islands who in the past had had the added expense of flying to Oahu to participate in person. But with talk about beefing up security and the Capitol building still closed to the public, we talked to Sandy Ma of Common Cause, whose mission is all about open government and equal access.
Our Capitol normally is open to the public, and now our state Capitol building is closed due to COVID and now the security risks that are being talked about. And, you know, one of the great things was, you know, how open our state Capitol building normally is and how people could wander around. And, you know, when we go to the state Capitol, we meet our legislators and we're able to talk to them about the issues of the public, the issues that we may have. And they're usually quite receptive. We could go to our legislators' offices and talk to their staff and just, you know, raise our concerns and share our issues and just talk story like we do in Hawaii. And, you know, we see people, we see our friends, we see other advocates and just, you know, like I say, share our concerns and just, you know, form, alliances and just, you know, really be able to form, you know, coalitions and, you know, be able to partner up on certain issues. And we can't do that anymore. We're kind of cut off from our capital. And a lot of it is for safety reasons, which is totally understandable. But some people are still allowed access into the building. Of course, our legislators work there and their staff work there. So, and certain guests are invited into the building.
But it just sounds like, you know, the whole idea of the state capitol, it was designed with open government in mind. It really is a kind of living, breathing machine when it's in session, because if you're hanging out on the railing, you get to see who's talking to whom, who's going into, the speaker's office or the Senate president's office. So it's just so vibrant, and without that access anymore, it's just not the same.
You're right. The design of the building was to promote openness, just being able to walk around, to see everyone, to share the stories. It changes the dynamic. It changes how we interact with each other. It changes how we interact with our elected officials. It changes a lot of things. I hope we're able to go back and be that type of free-flowing state capitol environment that we had prior to COVID and prior to the scare, the attack on our nation's capital that we had. I hope it doesn't permanently change the way we see each other and permanently alter our social compact. That's just not how we have been operating in Hawaii, and that's not how it seems like Hawaii has always treated each other.
And we understand that there are lawmakers that will be proposing bills that will deal with security at our Capitol building, you know, whether it's metal detectors or other physical barriers. What are your concerns about that?
We want people to feel welcome. We want everyone to feel welcome at the state Capitol because it's the people's house. It's where we enact and discuss legislation to affect everyone, and everyone should feel welcome and everyone should feel accepted. And so we want the people's house to be welcoming of everyone. We hope that is not changed and that everyone is still welcome into the people's house, because Common Cause's mission is to make sure that everyone has access to our elected officials. Everyone has equal access to our elected officials.
It's interesting because, you know, I guess lobbyists, and you're a lobbyist, you know, in order to get into the Capitol, physical access to the Capitol, I understand you have to, you know, make a request of a lawmaker and then you have to get vetted. I think, you've got to get your temperature checked and that kind of thing as they try and channel people, you know, I think downstairs in the chambers, you know, to allow people to actually enter the building.
That is true. I do ask to talk with our elected officials to promote transparency, ethics, good government issues. I certainly am happy to take a Zoom meeting with an elected official. If I do meet with an elected official in person, I do go through a process of being on a guest list and then going through one entrance at the state capitol. But I'm happy to meet by Zoom.
So Common Cause is hosting a webinar this weekend to talk about access issues.
We are talking about giving an update on our gut and replace litigation, and we are talking about our 2021 legislative priorities for the session that just opened, and we are giving an overview on how to participate in the Hawaii State legislative session, because it's going to be so different from anything we've seen before, and we want to make sure that everyone who wants to participate is able to participate. And so we want to make sure that people know how to do it.
What are the most important things that the public needs to know if they want to testify on a bill?
Please, you have to have an account at the state legislative website, capitol.hawaii.gov. Please open an account, submit your testimony on time, no later than 24 hours before a committee hearing. You could testify online, orally, via Zoom. You don't have to. You could just submit a written testimony, and you don't have to testify via Zoom if you don't want to. And you could also, of course, come to our training this weekend on Saturday, January 23rd at 3 p.m. The information is on our website, Common Cause Hawaii.
Okay, and then you'll walk everybody through the process.
Yes, we will.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Sandy Ma. We appreciate all you do.
No, thank you. Thank you, Catherine, for having me on.
That was Sandy Ma, head of Common Cause Hawaii, talking about the pluses and minuses of testifying remotely at the state legislature, as physical access to the building has been severely restricted. For links to their weekend webinar, you can also check our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.